Hi, I'm Christoph Richter, and I work as a researcher at the Department of Media Education and Educational Computer Science at Kiel University in Germany. In collaboration with my colleagues Lars Raffel and Heidrun Allert, I have written the article Towards a Closer Look at the Pipes and Joints of Educational Data Infrastructures. The focus of our paper is on the ways in which educational technology standards shape the digitalization of educational processes and how they implicate certain notions of education. With the rise of ideas such as learning analytics and evidence-based policy making, there has also been an increasing interest in the digital infrastructures from which data on educational processes could be derived. A central element of these infrastructures are those technical standards that enable the effective generation, exchange, and processing of data. Recent work on critical data studies in education has shown how these infrastructures are deeply shaped by social, cultural, political, and economic factors. However, the technical dimension of these infrastructures, we believe, has not been considered sufficiently. Against this background, our intent in this paper is to broaden the current discourse on digitization and datafication in education. Especially, we try to draw attention to the fact that standards for educational technologies not just ensure technical interoperability, but necessarily reproduce assumptions about what education is or is supposed to be. To do so, we outline a theoretical understanding of technical infrastructures and standards. To show how this analytic account can be applied to the field of educational technology, we use the so-called Experience Application Programming Interface, or XAPI for short, as an example. We have chosen XAPI as it is one of the most recent standardization efforts in the field of educational technology, and it's also key to many current projects on educational data mining and learning analytics. Looking at the history and evolution of XAPI, the practicalities it takes to actually implement the standard, as well as the educational scenarios that make use of respective technologies, we try to show that despite its proclaimed universality, XAPI actually reproduces a quite limited idea of education. While the paper provides a critical reading of XAPI, the analytic lens we are suggesting is broader in scope and can be applied to other standards and technologies as well. Even though XAPI is our prime example, we believe that there is a more general need for educational research to dig deeper into the technical infrastructures that shape our current educational landscape. We hope that the paper can trigger some curiosity for the technical dimension of infrastructuring and standardization education. We are looking forward to any kind of comments and feedback from your side. Thank you.